This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2156. How to Know If He's Marriage Material or It's Time to Cut Your Losses by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinninetydays.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another installment of ORD, brought to you by me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Today we have a post from Dr. Diana Kirshner on deck, offering some research that has been found on what attributes might determine whether or not a man is quote-unquote marriage material. I think there's a lot of interesting discussion that could be bred from this one, which I'll expand upon in my comments at the end. But first, let's hear the article and optimize your life. How to Know If He's Marriage Material or It's Time to Cut Your Losses by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinninetydays.com. Is he marriage material, or is it time to move on? If marriage or committed lasting love is your future vision for yourself, the question of marriage material is of key importance. Whether you are between matches or suffering in limbo with someone who seems to be waffling about commitment, listen on, because I want to share the most important tips that are critical to know for your future happiness. You don't want to choose or waste loads of time with a guy who talks a great game initially, but gets frightened, uptight, tense, withdrawn, or even disappears when it comes time for a loving commitment. There are excellent research studies that show which guys will step up and be your forever love. And we have seen that this is the case in our work with thousands of women all over the globe. There are three strong signs based on research by Rutgers University and the National Marriage Project. Marriage material guys were more likely to 1. Have grown up with both biological parents. They did not live through the ravages of a family torn apart by divorce. 2. Go to church or synagogue regularly. They have a strong spiritual or religious side and tend to operate with this as a basis for their lives. And 3. Agree with the statement, you'd be ready to marry tomorrow if the right person came along. They feel ready to commit to the right woman now. There are no vague statements about needing to wait for this, that, and the other thing to happen before he can commit. In other words, in this study, the marriage material guys had traditional backgrounds with good role models. Also, they tended to be more religious and more ready for marriage. Here are 4 more signs that a guy is marriage material. If age appropriate, your guy wants children. This is a strong factor that leads a guy into settling down. Your potential guy believes that married people have better intimate lives than singles, which is true according to research, by the way. He believes in the value of marriage, and he worries less about the risks of divorce or separation than guys who are not marriage material. Mind you, we are focusing in on marriage in these tips, but the same kind of themes apply to guys who want committed, lasting love without marriage. Perhaps you are a bit older and simply want a live-in love. That's also included in how I use the term marriage material. The case of Jenny. We've helped so many women in our coaching program to find marriage material guys. Wonderful men who wanted the kind of lasting, passionate love that makes your heart soar. Here's one example. Jenny was a gorgeous 39-year-old marketing consultant who really wanted children. She was in an on-again, off-again relationship with Terry, a super great-looking, lanky lawyer, for 3 years. Terry was not marriage material. He was very clever and alluring to Jenny, but put her off with his career needs whenever she mentioned marriage or children. It was always, when I get to the right firm, when I make partner, when I make more money, we can think about it. You get the picture. Jenny would then break up with Terry, and in their dance, he would promise to do better and win her back, only to disappoint her once more. So, Jenny decided to enter coaching, but in a depressed and hopeless state. Her coach asked her how committed she was to a future with children and a happy family life. Jenny practiced some powerful envisioning exercises. Soon she realized that this vision was central to her future happiness. With her coach's daily support via email and text, Jenny took the plunge of truly breaking up with Terry. She started dating other guys. Almost immediately, she met a great one on Tinder who really wanted marriage and kids. Turns out his parents had never divorced. In fact, he was a churchgoer, and he was ready. The rest is history. In fact, they had a glorious wedding at the beach, and she is now pregnant with twins. Just like Jenny, you deserve lasting, committed, passionate love. Marriage material or not marriage material? According to research studies, men who are not marriage material were more likely to distrust women who tell the truth about prior relationships, worry more about the risks of divorce, say they did not want children, believed that singles have better intimate lives than marrieds, agree to there are so many bad marriages today, it makes one question the value of marriage, say that at this stage of life they just wanted to have fun, and express the concern that, if you marry, your biggest concern would be losing your personal freedom. In sum, look for a guy who admires his friends and family members who are married, or in a committed, lasting love relationship. And maybe he even expresses a little jealousy about their relationships. Someone who is more religious or spiritual, who looks at marriage and lasting love as a good thing. This is a guy who is marriage material, or ready for lasting live-in love. Of course, there are guys who don't fit this profile who still make great spouses or committed partners. But if marriage or committed lasting love is your goal, these clues can help you be discerning and not waste a lot of time on the wrong guys. You just listened to the post titled, How to Know If He's Marriage Material or It's Time to Cut Your Losses by Dr. Diana Kirshner of loveinninetydays.com. And I'll be back with my comments in just a sec.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can upgrade your home with up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages from top brands like Maytag. Enhance your kitchen with the exclusive Maytag French door refrigerator and fingerprint-resistant stainless steel, only at the Home Depot. And with dual power filtration on the Maytag tall tub dishwasher, you can skip soaking and scrubbing. Right now, get Memorial Day savings up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid May 16th through June 5th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
And a big thanks to Diana for this post. It's a really interesting one. And to be honest, I'm not normally very on board with posts like this that seem to have lists of these sort of black and white qualifications for relationships. So I am really glad that she ended the article reminding us of exceptions to what she talked about prior. But one interesting thing I noticed and is worth paying attention to, none of the bullet points she put forth today had anything to do with action as opposed to just talking. I mean, I guess the difference would be the idea that men who have some sort of spiritual practice are more marriage material. Even that one seemed a bit odd to me, but still, it doesn't reference action that these men take within the relationship, and that's what I'm getting at. And I think one of the best recurring themes we hear in a lot of our articles on this show is the importance of what work we put in with our partners. So, take what you will from this article, but in addition to what men might say that could indicate whether or not they'd be good partners, as has been documented today, look also to their actions. Do they follow through? Do they offer compassion and support? Do they listen? Do they communicate? Do they try to split duties around the house? Do they encourage you to have a good relationships with your family and friends? Do they champion your individuality? Right? So to me, these questions and more really seem worth emphasizing. But that's it for me and my two cents. It's time to get out of here for today, everyone. I thank you so much for being here and for doing right by your relationships today. And be sure to stop in again tomorrow for more ORD, where your optimal life awaits.